time for our special guest this week, and today we have one of the most talented runners on the Irish mountain running scene at the moment, a gent, a scholar, and one hell of an athlete. Enjoy the listen, everybody. Jared Martin, thanks a million for coming on to the podcast, Jared. I think you first came on my radar last year with such a fantastic performance in the European Championships, leading the Irish team home. And I'm sure you're looking forward to having maybe a similar type of run in the World Championships this September. Jared, congratulations on making the team again. And I'm sure you're very, very excited at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much for having me, Owen. And yeah, exactly as you said, delighted to be back in the team. This time, I guess, in a couple of teams and deliver a couple of good performances this September.
Doing the double in September. Well, Jared, maybe before we talk about the lead up to the World Championships, because I would love to talk to you maybe in a few moments about your training in the 12 weeks leading up to September. Mm. But just so, you know, myself and the listeners get to know you, I don't know if it's fair to say that you burst onto the scene there last summer in the trial race and leading the Irish team home. But I know you have been on the mountains before as a junior cross-country runner. You were at the trial race before you made the team, I think, as well, a couple of years ago. But maybe just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, your running background, leading up to that moment when you made the Irish team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose I started running properly, I would say, when I was about maybe about 16 years old. So that was back in about 2017 now. And I'd always been very sporty, but I'd done other sports. I think what maybe pushed me into running was I used to play rugby, funnily enough, but I got to about 15, 16 and wasn't really the build for it anymore relative to everyone else. So suddenly I had quite a bit more free time once I stopped doing that. And gradually running filled the void. And I think I suppose I was always quite interested in the idea of mountain running because I had been thankfully exposed to the mountains since I was very young by my dad largely, who would take me hiking in the moors and other places. So it was kind of a bit of a natural progression once I got into running. I made my first appearance for a Northern Ireland junior team in 2018, I think, at the World Youth Cup. And then a year later, I was in the Irish junior team in Zermatt in 2019. And that, you know, by that time, I think I was very much hooked. So I guess, you know, maybe burst onto the scene a bit last year in that sense. But from my perspective, I've been kind of gradually chipping away at things for quite a few years.
Yeah, fantastic. Jared, talk to us about your running experiences away from the mountains before we come back to the mountains again. You know, when you're not getting ready for trial races and European and World Championships from a junior level into the senior level, what type of races do you enjoy in non-championship international season? Are you cross country and road, or are you on the mountains all winter long? And maybe tell us about maybe some of your top performances outside of the trial races and running for Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say my year in general is probably split into cross country in the winter months and mountain running in the summer months. I love cross country, and I think it prepares me really well for the mountains in the summer. So really from about October to March, let's say, that will be my focus. For the last 5 years, I've been, well, studying at Oxford over in England. So I've been very much immersed in the university setup over there. So a lot of my important races are framed around the university season, if you like, things like British Championships, British University Championships and other big races like that. And so I've been lucky enough to be in a couple of medal winning teams there. And so, yeah, I love the cross country. I made my first appearance for Northern Ireland in cross country earlier this year at Intercounties and was, I think, the fourth scorer in the team. And we got the team gold medal for the first time in 30 years, I think. So, you know, talking of performances, that would be one that ranks really highly for me in terms of runs that I'm proud of. And then, you know, I'll do a bit of road throughout the year. I often find that For many people on the street, if you like, it's your road times that they will judge you on. So I am keen to try and work on my 5Ks and other distances. I do Armagh 5K every year, and I think I ran 14:36 earlier this year. So
Very good.
try and stay reasonably sharp on the road, even if it's not my favorite bit of running, if you
Did you jump into the London Marathon, Jared, as well?
like.
Because I was trying to just do a bit of research
Yes.
beforehand, and I did come across an American hurdler and American shot putter on World Athletics with the same name as yourself. And then I
Yeah.
did see Jared Martin, I think, a 2-hour 40 London Marathon. I'm just
Yeah.
wondering, was that you maybe just having a little bit of fun, maybe, or were you actually going all in with it?
Yeah, so yeah, that is me. That's the same person. Yeah, I realized this season with Worlds being in late September and trials being a bit later. I saw that there was a bit of a sort of opening in the season. My last cross country race was early March, so I was just, I don't know, a bit kind of curious to see what marathon training would be like, to what running a marathon would be like, and so I took my cross country fitness into that, but had a decent block of marathon training, and I was kind of fascinated by it, something different. On the day, I was hoping to go, I was hoping to go sub 225, which is kind of specific, but that's the kind of university benchmark, if you like, to get recognized for a really good run, if you like. So, but on the day, I went through. Got to about 30K on course for that, but then just I don't know if it was the heat or just the intensity of it, but I got quite painful stomach cramps, and it was just a matter of survival from that point on. But
But you're still young, Jared, are you? Are
yeah, no,
you?
it's yeah, I'm 23, so very, very much still young, but just kind of did it out of curiosity. I don't think I can confidently say I won't be doing another one for several years, but kind of glad I've seen what all the fuss is about now, if you like.
Yeah, I remember when I did my first marathon when I was just starting off, like as a total novice runner. My coach at the time from my farm said to me, "Oh, do the marathon, get out of your system, and then we'll make a proper runner out of you." So
Yeah, I kind of
out
felt
of
like
your
that a bit.
system.
It's
Now,
out of
you're
my
already a
system
proper
now.
runner, in fairness, but I suspect when you might go back to it in 5 or 6 years' time,
Yes.
you'll be up there in those low 220s, no doubt about it, Jared. You mentioned earlier you're studying over in Oxford. Tell us a little bit about that. It's not often that we have Oxford University students on the podcast. I did see what you study. It looks fascinating. And maybe just tell us what you're studying and what cross country life is like as a University Oxford athlete. I'm sure it's brilliant fun over the course of the winter and early spring season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I would say it's the setup over there has been excellent for me, and I would really point to it in terms of explaining, my progression over the last few years. I'm actually just finished up there now, so I did 5 years there. Firstly, a bachelor's degree in history and politics, and then stayed on for a 2 year master's in modern Middle Eastern studies with Arabic. So I've just finished up with that, and that's, I love the studying, but I think maybe the best thing about it has been the running on the side. There's been a really good club set up there, with, a really good level of support, I think. And especially for someone like me, I think if I'd gone to some of the really, really top universities, I think particularly when I was for running, that is, particularly when I was arriving, I feel like I maybe could have fallen through the cracks a little bit, whereas got a lot of support and attention, from the coach at Oxford and from the whole setup there, and just a really good squad of people similar to me, and also, people that are better than me. We've been lucky enough this year to have a really strong squad and also some really good experienced runners. I think the biggest name that we've got this year is Jared Ward, another Jared, but he's, like a 209 marathon runner, sixth at the Rio Olympics, proper professional athlete. And so just having people like that around who are willing to impart their experiences and advice, it's, you kind of just feed off that. And yeah, I've found it a really good environment to thrive as a runner.
Yeah, it's great to have people like that to train with. Is it similar to the US, Jared, where, when you're on the collegiate US cross-country teams, there is an official coach, there's a big structural support behind you. Is it the same in Oxford as well, where you have a, an official cross-country coach, you've got maybe access to a physio, nutrition, structured training sessions and so on? Does it have that full structured package to it?
Yeah, so I would say to an extent, yes, but probably with a lot less money behind it is how I would summarize it. We have a really good coach called Matt Seddon, who's kind of taken me under his wing for the last few years. And yes, for the kind of performance athletes, there is nutrition provision, sports psychology provision, physio provision, strength and conditioning. So it is there. I would say though that yeah, it's probably. I know from friends who maybe gone over to the US or experienced that system, there I think there is just a lot more money in it. So for example, our coach is someone that we just as members of the cross country club, our subs go towards paying him largely rather than him being like a paid up employee of the university. I think the nice flip side of that is that there is an awful lot of initiative left to students to just organize things and run things, and it's not, I suppose this goes a bit beyond just the training part of running, but I've been club captain of the club and been really involved in that organizational side of things, and you really are just doing it by yourselves as students, and I think that's been, I think just as a way of gaining those soft life skills, if you like, a really good bonus from the whole thing.
Yeah, and then great to be able to bring all of that into the Irish squad over the next couple of weeks as well and share all those experiences. Jared, just to leave the running aside for a second, have you been called upon over the last couple of weeks, given your expertise, your study expertise, given what's going on in the Middle Eastern part of the world? Have you been called into the BBC studios or anything like that to give your insight into what's happening?
No, not yet, not yet, I'm afraid, Owen, but no, it's a good, I guess, sort of any dinner time conversation or any event I'm at, if you say what I study, it's I definitely will get a lot of questions from people about what's going on and so forth. And yes, it's nice, I guess, to study something where for often quite unfortunate reasons you don't have to justify its relevance or its importance to people. It's there in the news for every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, so let's get back to the running, Jared. That fantastic performance last year, where you led the Irish team home in the European Championships. I'm sure that must have been a very, very proud day. You've had some great results, have you said, as you've said, including that really fast 14:36 in Armagh. But I'm sure to lead the Irish boys home that year. And that was a really good team as well, with Kitty Mooney, John Kinsella, Matt McConnell as well. So to fly the flag that day, I'm sure you must have been a very, very proud man, coming first Irishman home, and I think about 40th overall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. That was obviously my senior debut, and I suppose I didn't know exactly how what to expect or exactly how I would measure up against the other guys, but yeah, I had a really good run. I was really happy with it. I don't think it was a coincidence. I'd been really kind of gearing my season around trying to peak for that race. And I think it just, yeah, it suited me well. It was a really wet and mucky course, which is not often what you expect going out to, France in the middle of June or whenever it was. But I think that really played to my cross country strengths, and I
Yeah.
just, yeah, was delighted with the run. And yeah, always nice to kind of lead your country home at something like that.
Yeah, and you must have taken so much confidence from it. The year must have gone so well for you, Jared, over the last 12 months, because when you came to the trial races a couple of weeks ago, you decided to do the two trial races, to go for the short course, the uphill only, and then the classic up and down. And that does take, a lot of planning. It takes a lot of confidence in your body's ability to perform very, very well over what a 3 day period back to back. So was that an interesting choice for you, an exciting choice for you, a difficult choice for you to make, to put, go for the two and not just focus on one and making sure that you got one team, but you're feeling strong enough with the year that, yeah, actually, I'm going to go for the two here and I'm going to make the two teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was I suppose I'd done the one last year and I felt all right with that, and I guess I was looking ahead to Europeans, and I know that I think there's a couple of rest days between, and I guess I just thought it was doable. And I was well I did the Trofeo Nasico series of races over in Italy in late May, and it's back to back races Saturday and Sunday, and the Saturday is a vertical kilometer, so I really kind of I took that as my test, if you like, to see how I would fare over back to back races. And it was, I guess, in that sense fine. I actually had a much better run on Sunday than the Saturday, so I took that as, evidence that I could hack it on the Friday and on the Sunday. And I guess I was just keen to do both because, well, a couple of reasons. Firstly, I think I am still trying to figure out a little bit what my best thing is. I used to think I was more of a descender and so would go for the up and down races, but recently I've kind of found that I'm doing a little bit better in the uphill parts of races. So I guess partly that I'm still trying to hone in exactly what my niche is, and maybe that is changing over time. And then the other thing was, I guess I'm just keen at a world championships for the Irish teams to be as strong as they possibly can be. And if that entails me running two races rather than one, I'm perfectly happy with that, if that's what gets us to the best team results.
You're happy with the trial races themselves, Jared. 2 second places. They went according to plan. No major drama.
Yeah, no, I'm happy enough. I think the Friday race went off very, very hard, probably a bit harder than I was expecting, and it was just a little bit of a case of clinging on at the end. But I think, yeah, my fitness was there, so that wasn't too much of an issue. And then Sunday, I guess, was quite nice in a sense to know that I had the Friday race and, a good safe second place banked. I could just kind of relax into it a little bit more, do it on my own terms a bit more, without being so nervous. And yeah, to come away with it with two kind of very, very solid performances, was exactly what I was hoping for.
Fantastic. Jared, talk to us about the next 12 weeks. The trial race was about what, 3, 4 weeks ago now. About 12 weeks to go. And I'd love to just get a little bit of insight into what that 12 weeks looks for you. To obviously peak, in September, wearing the Irish gear and lovely Irish gear as well. Adidas are the team sponsor at the moment. So some beautiful Irish gear to look forward to wearing in September, which always helps. What will the next 12 weeks look like? Did you go back to a base period post trial and then slowly move towards that race specific work as you get into August, or how are you going about it?
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of a challenging one, in the sense that, I mean, on the one hand, it's lovely to have such a long period of time knowing that you're in the team before the race, but I think it introduces an extra little level of complexity in ensuring that you peak at the right time, because you have such a large amount of time to play with. So I think in my head, and it's something that I will be discussing in a good level of detail, I think, with my coach in the coming weeks. So he'll obviously have impact there, but as I see it, I think I'll probably be endeavoring to kind of almost have two peaks. And when I say that, I mean that I think the trial itself, coming out of London and that kind of side project, the trial itself was relatively early for me, and I suppose I'm envisaging myself hopefully peaking for maybe around the Snowdon race, late July, that kind of period, and peaking for the first time then. And then I think it's maybe a case of, taking it down a little bit after that, recovering, and then building back up again towards that real key date in late September. So in broad brushstrokes, that's how I kind of envisage things going. I suppose in terms of more specific things that I hope to kind of do in the next 12 weeks to help with that. I think there's a few things I am keen to. I definitely respond really well to racing and to good high quality races if I, don't do too many of them. So I'm going to do the Snowdon race, and I'm keen to hope maybe do the Fleda Trail in Italy at the beginning of August,
Okay.
just to give myself that practice. Again, another chance to practice back-to-back races, and also just mixing it with really high quality people, I think is really useful for me going towards worlds. Other things, I guess I'm keen to get into the mountains a bit more, because up to now, being based in Oxford, I'm getting fit for the hills without really having any direct exposure to mountains, and I do notice that in races sometimes, just in the more technical bits where I'm maybe not quite as confident as I'd like to be. And then hopefully, I'm lucky enough to have quite a bit of free time now over the summer. So if I can manage it, it would be brilliant to maybe get out to Canfranc before the big week of races, and suss out the courses and see what to expect a bit more. So yeah, that's my agenda, I think, looking ahead.
What are your key mountain specific sessions, Jared, that you do? Or maybe in the lead up to the trial race, because as you said, you didn't have
Yes.
access to the mountains. Maybe you were just doing, 1K reps on the flat, but what are your key sessions? Even at the moment, as you're getting ready towards Snowdon, is it, 10 by 2 minutes on the hills? Is it 30-minute tempo runs? What are your key quality sessions that you're doing?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a mix. I suppose if I look at the past couple of weeks, I'll do a mix of, I mean, part of the thing for me is just trying to get elevation in my legs, because that's sometimes that's been the challenge at university. So it's a little bit, it's not the most exciting thing, but I will just do kind of fairly moderate intensity runs on a treadmill at, 10 to 15% gradient for an hour or so. So that's one thing, which is a bit, definitely not as fun as being out in the mountains, but it does do its job. And then, yeah, in terms of more mountain specific sessions, one recent one would be just a fairly solid sort of 10 by 3 minute uphill reps, fairly decent intensity jogging back down. My favorite mountain specific session I've ever done, and I love replicating this, it especially for up and down races, is to, I find this quite a brutal one, but I'll get the race distance. So let's say I think Worlds up and down is about 14K. So I'll do 1 kilometer uphill at race pace or close to, then about a minute's recovery at the top, then a downhill rep, then a minute recovery at the bottom, and basically do that until I reach race distance. So that's my kind of real crucial session, if you like, that I'll do a few weeks out to really test the fitness. But always, yeah, always feel pretty wrecked at the end of it.
Your long runs, Jared, do you tend to cap them at, say, the 2 hour mark, or will you go beyond that in the lead up to September?
Yeah, so I would say a 2 hour mark's probably about right. I wouldn't generally be going really beyond that. Yeah, usually it's, yeah, hour and a half to 2 hours, something in that ballpark. Yeah.
Maybe, Jared, just a final question or two from me to round up the interview.
Yeah,
You
no problem.
you're shown there in the interview, Jared, that you're so successful on cross country road. I represented Northern Ireland, Ireland, leading the charge there last year. Apart from the sessions themselves, Jared, are there any maybe two or three key elements to your success that that we can share with the listeners? That are, some of the reasons why you stay healthy, you perform well consistently, anything from a scientific point of view, anything from a holistic point of view that has helped you perform so well and given you that range of 14, 36, and 5K to cross country, superb performances and leading the Irish team home there last summer. Anything spring to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things. The first is, you mentioned that word holistic there, and I do try to really think about success, or I guess, performance in running as being a very holistic process. So, obviously there's always the tendency to focus on sessions and the actual running bit, but I always think that for me, the most important way of continuing to improve in running and race well is to avoid injury. It kind of sounds really simple, but I think often people miss that out. And I really do think the secret to any success that I've had in the last year or so largely comes from the fact that I've essentially been training well at a good high intensity and running well for about 5 or 6 years continuously without any real injury bother whatsoever. And so I think that comes from a more sort of holistic approach, thinking about my nutrition, strength and conditioning. I'll do strength work in the gym, at least a couple of times a week, and just kind of eat, sleep as well, things like that, and just really trying to, I suppose, focus on a fairly balanced lifestyle, to maximize performance in running.
Yeah,
And
fantastic.
yeah, I think just kind of it sounds quite simple, but just, I guess, trying to be patient with running is the other thing. I think sometimes people are especially when they find themselves in a bit of form, are really keen just to go and go and go and keep ramping up the intensity. And I think my coach has really helped with that, just to kind of almost have a bit of self-restraint and maybe accept the trajectory of sort of modest continuous gains rather than really spectacular ones, because I think ultimately that's the more sustainable path to getting to the, getting to a really good and successful place.
Yeah, patience and consistency. It's so important, Jared, isn't it? Give your coach a shout out there. He seems to be doing a very, very good job. Who is
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm massively grateful to Matt Seddon. He's brilliant coach. I think he won Coach of the Year at our University Sports Awards there, and very, very well deserved. And yeah, no, I think he knows it, but I'm immensely grateful for all his help.
Yeah. A final one, Jared, for me. So you mentioned the University Sports Awards there. Are you finishing up now in Oxford, and will you be looking for a job come September, or how are you fixed from that point?
Yeah, so yes, this is me done. I'm just waiting on results now. But yes, finished at uni. So I'm lucky enough to have a kind of consulting job offer, but it doesn't start until next February. So I'm looking forward to
Very
having
good.
several months of running and enjoying myself, and maybe doing a bit of traveling in the winter, with that nice and insurance of knowing that there is a job sitting there.
Excellent. Well, listen, Jared, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Best
Yeah,
of luck to
likewise.
yourself and all the Irish team that are listening, maybe as well, in the build up to the World Championships in 12 weeks' time. Hopefully, you'll have just as good a result as last year, if not better, Jared. Thanks a million for coming on, and all the very best in the build up to the World Champs.
All right, thank you so much for having me, Owen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, there we have it, guys. Hopefully, you enjoyed the chat there with Jared. And I actually realized as we were talking through the chat that Jared and I were actually in the same Irish squad back in 2019 at the European Championships in Zermatt when Jared was just a junior, myself on the senior team. So really nice to connect again. On a separate note, if anybody is running in Val d'Aran by UTMB this weekend coming, do make sure to pop over and say hello, as I'll be on microphone duty there at the start, at the finish line from Thursday to Sunday. And if not there, guys, we'll chat on the airwaves again over the next week or two. Until next time, everybody, don't forget to pop over to Patreon if you can for €3 a month to help keep the show going. Everyone, get your running gear on. Let's go.